Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm getting into the economy, the situation with China, and a lot more. We got 5 minutes left with Dr. Jerome Corsi. You know, what he really is an expert on is the economy. Many years ago, he predicted what's happening with derivatives. I remember 5, 6 years ago reading his writings on it. Let's get him back soon. It's been a while to talk about that. But finishing up with the birth certificate, major issue coming up in the election, and then briefly the Mexican trucks, what that means.
Well, Alex, first of all, I think the birth certificate issue is only going to increase. Presidents who stonewall do not end up very well. Clear example on that is Richard Nixon. And I think at least one state, maybe more, is going to pass a law that for the 2012 presidential election, the candidates are going to have to show to that Secretary of State in that state birth credential to qualify under the Constitution. Otherwise, the candidate's not going to get on the ballot in that state as a presidential candidate. One major state, Texas, passing that kind of a law, Barack Obama might just have to drop out of the reelection campaign.
Well, there's already, we've seen the Washington Post a few months ago and others telling him to drop out already.
Well, in fact, I think the intensity of demonizing anybody like me who's saying, where's the birth certificate, shows that the left is really afraid of this issue. And if the issue could be answered, if Barack Obama had been born in a Hawaii hospital like he says he has, I think we'd have already seen all the documentation. I hired private investigators in 2008 when I wrote the Obama Nation. I went to Hawaii. I can tell you there are no records at the Hawaii hospital that Barack Obama was born there.
Incredible. Well, I mean, you know, this was brought up during the campaign.
Right. And the Barack Obama people only ever lied. They said two different hospitals was where he was born. The first version was Queens Medical Center. Now it's Kapi'olani Medical Center. And neither hospital has any record that Barack Obama was born there.
Well, they would have an admission record, at least.
The mother would have been there. There would have been a record of a birth. And there would have been a hospital-generated long-form birth certificate.
Did the establishment know this and put him in there for the blackmail angle?
Possibly, but I think the enthusiasm here over Barack Obama, far left, mainstream media got behind it. You know, all the issues of this leftist president, the mainstream media fell in love with him, and there was no investigative reporting done on Barack Obama. If it had been George W. Bush, you know, they were researching George W. Bush for 8 years on the Texas Air National Guard. Barack Obama got a pass on everything.
All right, we're almost out of time, and you've got to go, don't you?
Yes, I got another show coming right up, but I'll come back.
Yeah, because we got about 2 minutes left, then I was going to get into the economy. But let's get into the Mexican trucks. Got a minute and a half on that.
Well, Barack Obama is going to have a plan. I've got copies of the concept document. I've been talking to the Department of Transportation. Mexican trucks are going to be rolling in the United States, all through the United States, a new pilot program by mid-year. And remember, in 2009, Barack Obama signed the omnibus funding bill. Congress had taken away the money from the Bush administration Mexican truck pilot because, of course, the trucks don't meet U.S. standards. The drivers don't meet U.S. standards. There's safety issues. The trucks are not going to be inspected.
They don't let our trucks down there.
And, our trucks, first of all, most American truckers wouldn't want to go to Mexico. They probably wouldn't end up with their rigs stolen and themselves by the side of the road dead. I mean, the point is, Obama is just as much of a globalist, as, if not more, than George Bush. Obama campaigned on that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA and save U.S. jobs. He's doing the opposite. He's going to open the border. We're going to have Mexican trucks back in the United States.
So we got to put pressure on Congress to block that key part of the SPP.
Well, and again, we now got the Trusted Traveler program in place. On November 30th, Janet Napolitano signed the program with Mexicans now. 80-some million of them estimated can become trusted travelers in North America. They get a card with a map of the continental North America on it. No borders. They swipe it through a global entry terminal, and they come into the United States. Go to globalentry.gov.
Yeah, that's the SPP right there. We're all being integrated right now. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to open the phones up with your take on the Chinese flags flying up and down Pennsylvania Avenue. The media is just everywhere saying China's wonderful, they're good, America's bad, globalism is good. Henry Kissinger, I saw the clip earlier, it was just on Charlie Rose last night about this crisis has been perfect. What we're doing now is the world is accepting the New World Order. I've got a ton of news I want to cover, including Obama may call for gun control during State of the Union. This is huge. Steve Watson report with all the attributed links there to AFP, NBC. Obama may call for gun control during State of the Union. I had a plan today, and it's always successful if I do it in the first or second hour. If I do it the third hour, it's generally successful. I don't do it as much as I used to because it's such a powerful tool. I want to use it sparingly. But by doing Google bombs, by making search terms number one, it makes a lot of other news pay attention to it. It makes a lot of people link to us. It makes a lot of people go read our story. So they get the full spectrum of what's happening. It's not just that China is a threat to our liberties and freedoms and driving down our wages. It's that it teamed up with the globalists. So I want to do a Google search. We did this a week ago, and we made the number one, number two, number three search, all three of the searches we launched. You did an incredible job together. So before I get into some of this news and open the phones up, and the toll-free number, by the way, is 800-259-9231. They're announcing, oh, housing's worse than we thought. Oh, interest rates are going up. Oh, this was all planned. They've been lying to everybody. They knew this was going to happen. They've done this over and over again. I want to get your take on it. 800-259-9231. We'll get into Obama and the gun control. There's another article here at PrisonPlanet.com. Congressman, Senator, or President Ron Paul in 2012. And Ron Paul says he's seriously considering a 2012 Senate run after he was voted Texas' most popular choice to replace outgoing senator in a recent survey. He'll be joining us Friday from Texas, from down there in Lake Jackson. So we look forward to that in the first hour on Friday. I guess that's tomorrow. And more he's creeping towards it. But I think the presidential run's the way to go. The Senate's a shoe-in. He'll win. I mean, in Texas, it's 84% approval rating. Gallup. I mean, nobody gets that. It's over 70 nationwide. Do you go for the one bird in the hand or the 5,000 birds in the bush? Even if he loses, which he probably would, the educational opportunity, the platform. But I was going to get into a bunch of other issues with Ron Paul tomorrow, but obviously I'm going to be raising this. So that's coming up. Huge article. Health authorities want depression-causing drugs added to the water supply. This is actually happening. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I got to say, my writers, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nimmo, Jason Douglas, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, they're all on fire with the incredible job they're doing, the amount of piercing articles they're writing every day. But I want to – I'm going to take some calls for a while, then I'll start getting into all that news because I haven't been taking a lot of calls lately. But before I do that, there were a couple news articles written yesterday that are so important that people need to see to get the full spectrum of what's happening. China plants flag on Constitution Avenue, Kurt Nimmo, and the other one by Paul Watson and Alex Jones, meet the new boss, China owns the United States. But then you read deeper, they're just the receivership arm of the banks. They're a shell corporation. So China wouldn't be this big threat if there weren't insiders in our country that had made treasonous, traitorous deals with them. And this is all on record in these two articles. And I want these to be read and seen by folks, and they have been read and seen by a lot, but I want them to be seen by even more. So let's make these articles the number one and number two search terms, and you can choose which ones you think you should enter into Google over and over again. Do it 20, 30 times. You know, type it in, then put a cursor in it as if it's a new search, and just hit enter again. Click on the articles, email them out to folks. There's more than one way to skin a cat and get the word out. But let's do China new boss. China new boss. That'll lead them to meet the new boss. China owns the United States. Let's do China new boss. Three words, China new boss is one search term, China new boss. And the secondary search term, after you're done entering that, if you want to reach millions more people, is China plants flag. I think that ought to be the number one search. China plants flag. You go to Google, go to Yahoo, whatever you choose, enter it over and over and over again. You know, while you're there at your coffee break or whatever at work. And in just a few minutes, I mean, in fact, guys, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I get emails about this. Some folks understand what I'm talking about. Or not even a document cam shot. With the document cam, show them my monitor across there, please. I'm going to show, or you guys can do it live, I guess, on Google. All you do is go to Google using this Pentagon tool against the globalist. Again, I'm not even against the Pentagon, but it's been created and controlled by the offshore banks. And you go there. And you simply type in, and I know most of you know this, but some people get confused by it because they sit there and try to retype in the whole line over and over again. You don't have to do that. And you just type in, where did my article go? There it is. China plants flag. So China plants flag. And you hit enter. And then after you hit enter, you see the top search, InfoWars.com, second search, PrisonPlanet.com. And then all you do is you click news. This is one way to enter it over and over again. You hit web, you hit images, you hit videos, you hit shopping, you hit Gmail, you hit more, you go back. Because every time you're doing this, it's researching it. You understand that? You can just sit there and click links up here with that search term in there and do it over and over and over again without having some artificial engine that does this for you. Or you can go up and plant a cursor. I'll show folks. You plant a cursor in the middle of China plants course, I might want to spell that right. I hadn't looked at what I'd spelled. It's hard to talk and walk and chew gum at the same time here. Okay. And so once you have China Plant's flag, you just put a cursor in it, and then you hit return. And then you go up and replace the cursor, and you hit return. And each time it reenters it, and that's the most effective way to do that is to – yeah, you guys don't have a cursor on it, so it's not going to search. You plant a cursor and do it. Yeah, there you go. So that's how you get the word out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very, very effective. And so I hope people will search the term China Plant's flag. And then the other one, meet China New Boss. China New Boss and China Plant's flag. And we will certainly expose to people exactly what's going on with the globalist on that front. Let's take 20 minutes of calls or so, then I'm getting into Obama's frightening anti-gun agenda, which he's emboldened by his 15-point bump. Watson had another article about that today. Remember all last year I kept saying all these White House advisors and pollsters kept saying Obama needs a crisis, a tragedy, an Oklahoma City, a 9/11, something to pose as our savior, something to pose as the protector, the comforter. And now he has a 15-point bump in Gallup. And it'll be short-lived. It'll last a few weeks. But still, imagine what a city being nuked would do. And then they've got their whole police state set up, and even cops who know what's going on with the New World Order and military will still just, I know, Alex, I know it's bad, but we're taking the guns. Al-Qaeda hit Chicago. And let me tell you something. If they nuke Chicago or D.C. or Dallas or something, even set a little one off, they are going to come arrest me. I mean, they're going to try to arrest some big fish in the alternative media to scare everybody to shut up. When they go for full-bore martial law, Oklahoma City and the 9/11 were just in the preparatory phase. You can see now they're going on every front. And if you give in to fear and don't put up the signs all over town, the day they nuke a city, the day they nerve gas a city, the day they blow up 15 buildings, you know, they can do a grab bag of things, the day they have 500 pipe bombs detonate simultaneously and they trot out some mentally retarded patsy on TV, the day they do that, you got to hit the streets at night with hundreds of flyers saying stage terror to take your rights. You've got to call into all the talk radio that day. You've got to call Congress. You've got to have a huge buzz that it was staged. Banner hangs on highways, you name it. They can't get all of you. But if they're able to shut down the big alternative media, when the offshore globalists stage these big events that they're clearly gearing up for, if you just kind of cower down and wait and see what happens, they're going to win, or at least win that big round of takeover. And then we are into an actual full-bore resistance. But if you all charge out, like we did with the shooting, and expose it was a fraud and that they were capitalizing on it politically, that blew up in their face. It helped Obama. The Democrats' approval rating even went down more. The Republicans have gone way above Obama because Boehner did something he said he would do. Wow, how novel is that? And they repealed the health care law, but only in the House. Oh, because they knew they wouldn't have the votes in the Senate. I wonder if they had the votes in the Senate if Boehner would have done that. Let's see what happens. But I'm not trying to scare people. Not facing how much trouble we're in is what is going to allow the situation to really deteriorate into a full-bore hot tyranny. We're going from a cold tyranny that's been creeping and taking its time, making preparations, to a galloping tyranny now going into a full sprint. And you can see the preparations just waxing, intensifying on every front. And I haven't sacrificed my name, my family, everything I am. I haven't put everything on the table because I think we can't win. I know historically, I know in my gut, I know in my spirit, I know intellectually, I know historically on every front, I know we can and we must win. This global crime syndicate is going to give us no quarter. They're not going to just dominate us and boss hog us and steal some money. That's already been going on forever. This is a hot, vicious, sickening tyranny. And it's all or nothing. It's the equivalent of Lenin trying to take power in 1917. It's the equivalent of Hitler trying to take power in 1933. That's even worse than that. It's like 1937 Germany. I mean, we've got to stand up and be bold now. If we go along with this, folks, you're going to lose your pension funds, your stock market, your private property. They'll have a fake narrative of how you deserve it.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 20th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $13.5960. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.9495, $6.9748 for a half ounce, or $3.4874 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.9495, $6.9748, or $3.4874.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
Hu Jintao?
You're the devil in disguise.
No, he's a little angel cake, our media says. One tip for info warriors out there that want to help in the fight against the globalists. I've got a great squad of writers, and they're writing so many powerful articles on so much breaking news as things quicken, that a lot of stuff that's on Prison Planet now isn't on InfoWars and vice versa. And I'm trying to get the guys when they write all these articles during the day and at night to make sure their tiles, you know, the top rotator on both sites so people see them. Like this Obama may call for gun control during State of the Union. I mean, that is an amazing, amazing story. All this fluoride news, I mean, it's all so important. I hope people realize that globalists are constantly talking about shutting down free speech. We're hurting them. People shouldn't take the internet and talk radio and the free media for granted. The dinosaur media is dying. The government is discredited in the middle of all their crimes. They are moving against us because we are having victories. John, Bob, Sunfest, Joe, Jonathan, I'm getting to all of you. John, you're on the air from Texas.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
During Christmas time, I was talking to my sister-in-law and her husband, and they both worked for the Ford Motor Company. And they were telling me about all the people they're training to send to China to help set up their automotive plants there. And I said, they're crazy. I said, they're crazy to go over there. I said, during the 1930s, the Ford Motor Company sent people into communist Russia to help good old Uncle Joe Stalin set up their automotive plants. And when the purges started, they were all arrested and either worked to death in slave labor camps or shot out of hand. I said, they're crazy to go over.
Same thing with Adolf Adolf Hitler. And those Ford and GM plants were not allowed to be bombed in Germany during the war. And that is on record. They had to keep building those materials so the big banks made money on both ends. Well, that's another issue. They're training their replacements. I tell you, this country's in so much trouble. Can you imagine China with the slave labor, and on top of it, we're going to have carbon taxes, but they won't? You think we don't have jobs now? I mean, this government, and Obama's promising us lots of jobs. Hu Jintao, he came over to give us jobs. He likes us.
One more thing real quick, Alex. I think I told you about this before. There was a YouTube video up that showed the Chinese and the Russians on joint military maneuvers. And when it was over with, they had a great big rally, and the general was talking to him, kept calling them world peacekeepers. And I think the world peacekeepers are when things fall apart.
Sir, that's all official. Under the agreements, under the UN, they are people. It's an NLE 09 and NLE 010 under FEMA that they're training foreign troops for America. I've been to the drills. It's real. That's why they're putting Chinese flags up everywhere. And Times Square has been turned into nothing but Chinese ads. And the Empire State Building's lit up. They're getting us ready. Did you just hear Jerome Corsi about the hemispheric travel ID? That's legalization by fiat right there.
Well, Alex, all I can say is I think the hour's getting late. We better hurry up and get things done or else it's going to be too late.
Well, you know, a lot of people call me, John. They say, Alex, please do this, please do that. I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm just here trying to rally people. I believe in the citizens of this country. I mean, everybody, this is like inviting Hitler here and worshiping him with this Hu Jintao. That tells us who our government is. And I agree with you. The hour's late, John, and it's just going to get more crazy from here. Are people noticing how fast it's all moving now? Exactly as we said? All I did was read what David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Club of Rome, the UN, the RAND Corporation, Henry Kissinger said. I'm risking my life doing this, folks. This stuff's real. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex Jones. This is old Hebrews 9, Bob. I was with you in Austin 2010. I was with you recently here on the radio 10-20.
No, I remember. You're a preacher. You came and preached to me at the gun show.
I tried to get you to look at Hebrews 9. You just talked about being completely overwhelmed. I met you. You talked a couple of days before about being in your house at 4 a.m. in the morning. And I said, people, Alex is talking about this Hebrews 9. This is what sovereignty is. You talked about your little 7-year-old boy reading the Bible. And last time I was on this program, I tried my best to get people to get serious.
Okay, well, read Hebrews 9 to us. 9.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So that they can see what it's saying. I don't want to talk about what it's saying. I want them to read it, because when they're reading the God that you've been talking about, you just got to say, and I'm completely overwhelmed. I think you're trying to put things in the hand of God, and I want to tell my
Well, no, that's what I woke up in the middle of the night last night with this overwhelming drive that we should repent. That if we can't, because repenting means we're recognizing the error of our ways. We're recognizing that we're involved in evil. That this country is being overtaken by evil. stay there. I want you to read Hebrews 9 when we come back, or at least part of it, because the spoken word is the written word. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
There's no easy way out, folks.
And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
There can be no doubt that we are headed into serious bondage, like almost every other nation in the world. Avarice-filled, very wicked people are taking over our society. And I, last night and about 4 a.m., I woke up, went back to sleep. And, again, I'm not somebody that, quote, Bible thumps. I'm not somebody who likes these big establishment Christian churches and their New World Order promotion, their pro-war promotion, their globalist lies. But I'm talking about my personal heart, my personal soul. And I don't claim to be a perfect, great person. I got a heavy load of flesh. You know, the world, I'm tied into it. I mean, I know all about it.
But it's because I do have that knowledge that I can see how good God's plan is and we'll follow it. America's never been perfect, but we followed that plan more than anybody else, and look at how we were blessed. Now all the blessings are leaving. We are going into bondage. And even if you're an atheist, you become blinded by not realizing there's more out there in the world. Things cultures have all experienced. So many scientists now studying the brain are becoming religious as they discover that societies and groups who have never known each other are having the same experience. I'm getting some scientists on the next few weeks to talk about that. The issue here is that if we can't repent, and by repent, recognize that we let 51 million babies be aborted, black people, and the liberal death that they were sold have accepted 52% of blacks not being born since Roe v. Wade. Where are their black leaders? Somebody calls them a name, they run around and scream on TV, but they don't get mad about more than half their people being killed. We need to repent. We need to repent, conservatives out there who supported these wars based on lies and think that death is cool and torture is cool. You are buying into evil. And when you allow evil to be done to others, it will come back on you in this life. In this life, you reap what you sow. And it's just a fact of life, a fact of the universe. And you can see the storm we're already in, and it's only getting stronger. It's only getting more crazy. And the lies, as they tell us, the economy's great, when it's admitted, on the other hand, it's falling apart. And the globalists who've engineered this offer more of the same poison as the cure. But just briefly, because I need to get to other callers, and it's always good to hear from me when you get in a few times a year, Bob in Texas. I got Hebrew 9 in front of me, specifically, if you want to read this passage, or what area of Hebrews 9? You're talking about the whole thing you want folks to read?
Okay, Alex, more simple than that. These words are a word picture. It's not going to help for me to read them as somebody to listen. As a person reads, he will see the picture. And you notice in verse 16 and 17, it says you have a will and testament after the testator dies. Nobody's bothering to go over and find out what Jesus did when he died in verse 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17. He tells us what he did, what he accomplished. But it points after he dies. So after he dies, you find out, just like will testament today, after you die, the will and testament's followed. You don't call the probate court. You don't get a lawyer or somebody. You go and read that will, and you find out about the estate. You find out what the plan. You talked about a plan a while ago. You talked about repentance. It's unfolded 50 days later in Acts 2, and then later it talks about this repentance, and everybody's ignoring it. Look at it in 2 Timothy 2, 24 and 25. It says you've got a person be taught, and the Lord, through teaching, helps you to acknowledge the truth, and he helps you in bringing about repentance. You see that unfolded in Acts 2. That's why I mentioned Hebrews 9 and Acts 2. Never mind somebody reading it to you. Read it. It's a word picture. And you've been very bold the last few days about saying that energy is the power of freedom. If you're going to have to get the energy in order to have freedom to be free. And I'm telling you, we've got something greater than zero energy. It's this eternal energy that's expressed by that great creator in his will and testament through his son, who's the mediator and the testator. And there ain't no qualified probate lawyers around.
Well, I mean, to simplify it, we need to admit that we are hurtling towards corruption, that we are inherently fallen, and by admitting that, we can then reach for something greater, and we need to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us against this evil, and to give us the courage and the focus, and to realize that everybody has gifts. And there are people out there who it is your destiny, if you'll take it in your hands and follow God's program, to stand up against evil. And you know, the world comes at you and says, well, you got to do it perfect, or you got to have all the answers, you got to have a simple overnight fix. No, it's simply setting your will against corruption and making the personal decision every day to try to be a better person and to try to stand up against evil. And it is in the saying no to corruption in your own life and everywhere else that you begin to see that change in the world. And God bless you. I appreciate you joining us. And folks, they say there are no atheists in foxholes. Look, whatever you're going to do out there, we're going in the wrong direction. People better gear up and get focused. And, you know, if you don't believe in God, that's your issue. Tonight, when you get home from work, go in your bedroom, close the door, sit down in a chair, and spend 30 minutes quietly thinking about the state of affairs in this world and thinking about the government and thinking about the media and thinking about society. And think about the stream we're in, the river we've gotten into, and where it's leading us. I mean, look around you. Look at where, how deep we've already gotten into this. I mean, we've got to get off this road. We got to get off this path. We have got, and it starts by just getting out of the water and standing on the side and going, do I want to keep going downstream? Is this the road, the canal I want to be on? Because let me tell you, the ocean it leads to, and we're getting very close to that ocean, is an ocean of pain, an ocean of humiliation, an ocean of wickedness that enjoys attacking anything good. It's that simple. The globalists, regardless of what you want to believe about the world, you study the globalists, they hate good things. They hate strength. They hate anything honorable. They want to hurt you. They want to dumb you down so they can dominate you. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. There's no doubt about that. And they've got so many good men and women worldwide working for them through compartmentalization so that you don't see what you're a larger part of. Recognize it. Make a decision. And this is such a big issue, I don't even feel worthy to be here, you know, telling people to get their house in order. I need to get my house in order. I try every day. And compared to most people, I'm a very moral person, very pious person compared to most people. But I can still see who I am, the thoughts I have, the things I do, the way I deceive myself. And all the COINTELPRO, the infighting, the disinformation, the divide and conquer. The New World Order forces you into their paradigm. Like I'm the guy that said 12, 14 years ago, get out of the left-right paradigm. That's now a maxim, a understood meme globally. That's an example of the power of the individual seeing an inherent truth that others weren't recognizing and speaking it, how the system was dividing us, how they were playing us off against each other. Carol Quigley said, use that against the population. He didn't call it left-right paradigm. He said, give them false choices. But to respond to the left-right paradigm where they come and say conservatives caused the shooting, then you've got to come out and say, no, conservatives didn't. This guy was a liberal. And now you're debating within their controlled paradigm when the whole system is just to get us to fight with each other and then blame our rights that we all share as if they are the fount, the progenitor, the engine, the creator of the problems when they are the solution. Everything this mainstream media, this global culture pushes is destructive. It's designed to confuse you. It's designed to destroy common sense. And most of the reporters, they're not even consciously evil, serving the lie. They have been born into it. That's what's so dangerous about a tyranny. It takes a long time to grow a societal de-evolution, a societal degeneration, a societal wickedness. And if that guy shooting those people isn't wicked, then you know, first they teach you there is no good and evil. Well, somebody kidnapping a kid and torturing him to death, that isn't inherently evil. Doesn't hurt your heart. No, you know good and evil. It's real. First, learn to recognize that. And once you can recognize that, everything else follows. But so many people can't. So many people can't recognize good from evil. And so many people that are in this global system and who are under deception, they just believe the lies, so they regurgitate it, giving it force of will, force of power in this third dimension we all live in. Do you understand that? That's so fundamental. We're bound down by these chains of lies, of twisting of language, of the reduction of language. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, old, young, where you live in the world, what color you are, what at the end of the day, we are all being programmed by an artificial synthetic tyranny, a scientific dictatorship that has studied how humans operate and knows how to manipulate us. And only by studying the enemy's programming and how they operate can we triumph over it. Once you see their grid, it's unbelievable that anyone would fall for it. But then it's so complex when you're trying to communicate with people that have been so enslaved, including myself, that it's hard to even... It's almost like when you start trying to talk to somebody at work or your wife or your husband or whoever, and you start talking and they take the first three words of what you said and jump to a conclusion. When you're talking about something completely different, they, and everyone does this, I do it. You jump to a conclusion when someone is saying something, and then you start interrupting them, going with a line of reasoning or debate that isn't even pertaining to what they're saying. That's the same thing with semantics. What did George Orwell write about in 1984? How they'd reduced the language down, how they changed the meaning of words, how they'd written a new language where it was almost impossible to communicate with people. He was a propaganda writer in reality and in that fictitious book, so he was a higher level guild, so he was one of the last vestiges of people still able to think. And so his guild was the most oppressed and watched. And that's who you are in the media out there, you Republican and conservative hacks. But it's the spirit of truth that will drive a Geraldo Rivera, who in his heart wants to be part of the truth, doesn't want to be a sellout, to come out and say 9/11 could be an inside job. And undoubtedly, fur was flying behind the scenes. And then Napolitano, co-hosting for Beck, his own top-rated show on Fox Business, to say the whole thing's a lie on my show. There was stuff behind the scenes you wouldn't believe out of that. There was calls all over national media, including CNN for his firing, MSNBC. But he couldn't lie at the point that it mattered, because he's not stupid. He has intense, deep knowledge, and so he understands the truth innately, and even if it hurts his career, he couldn't lie when asked the question. But we have to go past the point of not lying when we're put on the stand in front of the court of public opinion. He told the truth when he was in that witness seat on this show. That isn't enough. But that's more than 99% of people have got. You need, when you have the opportunity to be a witness, not just when you're asked. And when you take that on, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I understand, well, people that have not been fulfilled in life and who have not been successful in life can see somebody like me and they cannot imagine that I'm real. They cannot imagine that I'm pure. They cannot imagine that this is actually happening because they don't have faith in themselves. They don't have faith in mankind. They can't believe that somebody came up, lifted themselves up by their bootstraps out of the middle of Texas and is now reaching millions of new people a day, seriously damaging the globalist agenda. They can't believe that it could be real because they can't believe in themselves. And I'm telling you, believe in yourself. Believe in truth. Stand on it. Hold fast to it. The truth will set you free. And even if people can analyze Alex Jones, who's just another person like everybody else, and find my faults, at my core, I love liberty. I want justice. I want a free world where our children and grandchildren can enjoy these technologies and do things we can't even imagine. My heart's in the right place. But if your heart's in the right place and you can do it better and you've got better ideas, do it. Show us. Lead us by your example. That's all I ask, because I know the direction we're going is a nightmare. There's no doubt about that. And so let us not make it about the personalities, about Alex Jones or about anybody else, because I don't want it to be about that. In a worldly sense, that is empowering for me. I don't want that worldly power. I don't want that ring of Mordor that corrupts, that cannot be used for good. I want you, the individual, to be empowered by my successful example, which, as scarred and stinking as it is the most successful thing in modern history. Next to the long 40-year road of Ron Paul. After that, it's the biggest thing there is. And it's not that big. Its power, and where it is big, is through you. You are the key. You are the secret. So don't let the enemy distract you or divert you. Take action. Stand up. Get involved today. And that's my testament on liberty. Let's talk to Sunfest in California. You're on the air.
But you have to be given a chance to tell the truth out of the nightmare. And I've worked on this all my life, using only those facts, not over-informed, under-educated, but just those facts that compile a solution. Only fasting, and Christ fasted, Buddha fasted, and so on. Only fasting can stop the fire out of control and the adrenaline behind the predator economy, because that's all it is. Let me give you an example.
Now, ma'am, you called us just a few days ago, and you do call the office quite a bit, and I understand. Why don't you write an article for us so we can look over it? And I do think fasting is important to detoxify the body. I've never done it. I should do it. And to spend the time to refocus. I think all the time about leaving for a week or two and, you know, getting a cabin somewhere by myself to fast and try to get myself, you know, refocused, because this isn't such important work. And I think what you say, is important, ma'am. There's no need to call us 100 to 200 times a day here at the office. It's a full seriously, we couldn't listen to all those messages even if we tried. And a lot of people email me and they say, why don't you screen your calls? We don't screen our calls. Because we have, you know, people that get in, but then regular callers get in most of the time instead of the millions that are trying to get in. Like, I'm going to jam in a few final calls in the final segment straight ahead. I did overdrive for an hour yesterday. I don't think I'm going to do that today because we've got a lot of work we've got to get done. Boy, they're chemtrailing us heavily here in Austin, Texas. It's just incredible. The program's even admitted, but the public can't admit it to themselves. I mean, the globalists are so far down the line.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Ron Paul, big interview live tomorrow during the first hour. Be sure and join us for that. Then Paul Watson. And, of course, we're going to have some other guests on as well, like Joel Skousen. Let's jam in some final calls here. Joe in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, supporter, and so on. Three quick things I'd like to say, and I'll take comments off air. I believe that this whole China thing is scriptural because the in Revelation 9, it specifically talks about a 200 million man army. Now, that was written thousands of years ago, and China has a 200 man or 200 million men surplus. That's my first point. Second thing on the TSA, I live in Pennsylvania. I can walk into any gun store I want to with my ID and in 10 minutes walk out with a rifle or a handgun. And the third thing was on the Chris Matthews issue, I was very upset about that. I called MSNBC and made my concerns known, and there's a number. If we can do like a phone bomb, maybe the number.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, they tell him to create racial enmity when he calls white people crackers and says if you don't like big government, you secretly burn crosses. I mean, that's his job. But yeah, we can give out the number for Slimeball if you want.
212-664-4444. And all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know what comments I can make. You just said it all right there. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I just want to talk about a few things. Are you aware of the dioxin scare in Germany and how many farms were shut down? And you see a lot of people who are running towards organic food.
Yes, and here they just cover it up when you get dioxin and wonder why your kidneys fail at 30. But, yeah, they've had to kill a bunch of the farm animals, pigs and others, because there's just so much toxic garbage in the food chain. Germany and other countries will hardly even let Chinese food additives in. They make the bulk additives over here. Over here, they don't even check them. China makes many of our prescription and over-the-counter drugs and exports their toxic waste here. It's totally insane.
Yeah, also I wanted to talk about some social engineering, and you said with, what's her name, you had her a few weeks ago, you was talking about how infiltration of conservative groups.
Charlotte Enderby, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how you talked about how public schooling was created in Prussia? Well, not only that, many other social, like social welfare programs, for example, the first Social Security was actually developed by the King of Prussia, and he said he thought it was a way to, like, counter, like, there used to be coal miners that had their own Social Security. People would put money into this pot, and people who ever get hurt would get use that money. But if nobody
they don't
got
want
hurt,
you they... investing your own money. They want to make you invest it with them so they can steal it. No, no. I mean, if you go back to Prussia, which its main product was soldier slaves who were so mind controlled they would, you know, lovingly go off and fight and kill, including in the war against the British. He bought some from his cousin, King George III did, some Prussians. Most of them did run off once they got here, though. And almost everything, the mind control, psychology, it all came out of Prussia. That's actually true.
Yeah, and also, I want to ask you a question. Is Daniel Bell, the guy who created the book, post-industrial society, is he a high-level globalist, like a mouthpiece? Because he talks about how social welfare programs was going to, he said heavy industry was going to leave the West. And
yeah, well, you've got the UN, you've got the head of the Goddard Space Center, you've got them all saying we're going to artificially get rid of industry, we're going to make you communalize farms under corporate control so you can never rebel. It's called domestication. Just like they breed animals to be subservient, they're artificially creating a society where you got a bunch of dumbed-down, childlike adults who are a bunch of people who submit to tyranny. I'll see you back live tomorrow. Retransmission starts now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.